What happens when a design legend whose work hangs in MoMA tells a room full of nervous creatives that their problem isn't lack of skill, it's lack of opinion? James Victor's blunt directive cuts through years of corporate conditioning. Stop trying to fit in, stop chasing perfection, and start trusting the strange, uncomfortable truth of who you actually are. This isn't motivational fluff. It's a practical rebellion against everything that teaches us to sand down our edges and speak in someone else's voice. Think about how many brilliant ideas die in boardrooms because someone was too afraid to sound weird. How many careers unfold in beige offices, doing work that pays well but feels hollow? Victor's philosophy offers an escape route, not through quitting your job or moving to Bali, but through reclaiming the voice you've been trained to suppress since childhood. Remember running full throttle as a kid, completely unfiltered and unapologetically yourself? That version of you wasn't wrong. It was just inconvenient for adults who needed you to sit still and color inside the lines. Your authentic voice is that same unedited self, the one who sees the world through a lens shaped by your specific history, fears, loves, and quirks. When parents tell you that you can be anything, they usually mean anything from a narrow menu of respectable options. What they rarely say is, figure out who you are and do that on purpose, as Dolly Parton wisely put it. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Denying your real nature to become someone else's vision means living what Oscar Wilde called other people's lives, complete with borrowed thoughts and passions. That inner light you carry, forged from everything you've experienced, begs to be shared. Yet most of us keep it hidden because it feels simultaneously too easy, it's just me, what's special about that, and too hard, what if people don't like it? But that division is actually helpful. Not everyone will appreciate your voice, and that's precisely how you find your real audience. We're taught to pursue serious, well-paying jobs with little thought to enjoyment, creating the working dead, people shuffling through careers that fund lives but don't feed souls. Every creative job balances the objective, commercial requirements, with the subjective, play and imagination. A chef can simply cook hot, edible food or create memorable experiences that delight. The difference is play. Real creativity is dangerous, not decorative, but disruptive. It's Bill Bowerman destroying his wife's waffle maker to invent revolutionary running shoes, or skateboarders turning empty pools into the birthplace of the X Games. Creative thinking challenges norms and signals the death of what came before. Being told to be normal means being told you don't fit in, but conforming requires sacrificing what makes you special. Recognizing you don't fit in isn't a flaw, it's your first glimpse of greatness. Without expressing what makes you different, you're directionless, taking cues from external forces instead of asking the only question that matters: what do I have to say? Your greatest fear isn't external. It's the terror of being truly seen. Professionally, fear equals stop. What prevents you from achieving your goals isn't lack of knowledge or talent, it's your own fear. Every morning brings the same dragon whispering failure in your ears. Whether taking a great photograph, leading people, or starting a business, you must risk everything, including looking foolish. Heroes are simply the reluctant ones with enough courage to face their dragons daily. Here's what most people miss. Failure isn't evidence you've done something wrong. It's proof you've done something right. You put yourself in position to learn. Failure tests our determination, weeding out those who don't want success badly enough. Our reluctance to accept these hard lessons leads to settling for mediocrity. We abandon our aspirations for comfort disguised as success. The path to genuine achievement is paved with repeated failures. If you're not falling, you're not really trying. Bravery never exists without fear. It's merely a reminder that challenges aren't easy. We chase perfection with control freak intensity, nearly destroying ourselves in the process. But perfection is a mind game. No one else cares about the details you agonize over. The pattern is predictable. Set impossible goals, fail to achieve them, sink into depression. Superficially, perfectionism seems professional. In reality, it hits the brakes, preventing you from starting projects because you're not ready and from finishing them because they're never quite right. This overthinking leaves you paralyzed. Strive for excellence? Absolutely. But never let perfect halt progress. You know what's better than perfect? Done. The world brims with would-be authors, dancers, and entrepreneurs holding creativity inside them. Most ideas never reach the market because of too much thinking, not enough doing. Success goes to those who keep moving, who practice, make mistakes, fail, and still progress. Like exercise strengthening muscles, the more you create, the stronger you become. Action beats worry. Action beats thinking. Action always wins. We all desire freedom to grow, experiment creatively, design flexible lives, do heartfelt work that pays. But we wait for perfect circumstances that never materialize. Freedom isn't given. You take it through bold moves. Only you can grant yourself freedom. Healthy growth requires planning. Like trees needing love, attention, and consistency, your creative practice demands systematic care. Love makes late nights worthwhile. Focus means doing one thing well instead of many poorly. Consistency is where most fail. Ask yourself daily, what am I doing today to make way for growth? Skip any element and the process collapses. The muse won't find you at your desk on schedule. She appears unexpectedly, in the shower, at the gym, during walks. Exercise releases congealed thoughts and frees creative energy. Only stepping outside routine allows chaos and life-changing opportunities to find you. Work hard, but wander too. Just bring a pen. Comfort is a prison. One student hated his miserable job, but stayed because it paid for his comfortable apartment. The ass divot in his leather couch symbolized his imprisonment. Golden handcuffs keeping him trapped. The search for comfort rarely yields what we truly desire. Complacency is the enemy. Settling down is settling. We kill time chillin', while our instinct atrophies, spiritually empty while ogling others' creativity and postponing our own. Nothing shapes us as much as our habits, how we move, speak, eat, and think. Most form unconsciously through repetition, but we can deliberately create new ones that positively shape our professional practices. We must take inventory, choosing which habits to keep and which to discard. Our cruelest critics are our inner voices casting doubt over our choices, stealing determination and replacing it with fear. Where your attention goes, you go. Focus on flaws and they'll flourish. To silence these nagging thoughts, defiantly take command and focus on gratitude toward yourself. We preemptively criticize ourselves to prevent others from doing it first, but habitual self-deprecation becomes self-sabotage. Rejecting compliments is like spitting in the giver's soup. Words have power. Repeat negative mantras, and eventually both you and others will believe them. We all have excuses. I would be successful, but I started too late, live in the wrong place, have kids, have bills. These buts become crutches, valid-sounding reasons to avoid risks and remain unhappy. At some point, you must stop listening to your but. Nothing stands in your way except these self-imposed limitations. Purpose transforms work from drudgery into something worth waking up for. Like knights, samurai, and Jedi, adopt a moral code centered on serving others through unrewarded good deeds. Trust is the lifeblood of meaningful work. Without it, you get micromanagement and factory conditions. When given creative freedom, trust inspires your best work. What matters isn't others' opinions, but how your work makes you feel. You're qualified to make work, not judge it. No artist in history knew they were making something important. They lived the questions through daily action. The best creators are interesting people first, smart, funny, curious, with road under them. Learn everything, then forget it. Study Shakespeare, poetry, nutrition, woodworking, Aikido. Let it steep inside you, becoming muscle and memory. Who you are is the most important part of your work.
Whether you like it or not, you're a teacher through your work and how you treat others. Making creative choices based on fear of poverty is short-sighted. Trust the bigger picture. Follow your gut and interests. Real change begins with what's in your immediate control, then radiates outward. Make work that matters.